This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Patrick Ricey is here. Patrick, like all our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tough break for you, Patrick. We just landed a new chief engineer at WCCO Radio. I know you had applied for that job, so you're
I thought, getting it. Did you steal him from Hubbard or not? Did you steal him from someplace else?
No, Dave, we sold him from a fellow Odyssey station in St. Louis.
Okay, good, good. Say, yeah. You mentioned the weather. That Thursday thunderstorm before Labor Day was the greatest weather event in the history of Minnesota. Remember that? It was like almost blew all our doors off and everything. And there's been no humidity and nothing but sunshine since. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
It is.
It's the greatest thing ever. I would have put up with a tornado for this weather we've had. It's fantastic. It's great. It's wonderful.
How about this? I'm willing to put up with a tornado somewhere else for this. I mean,
Well, I can. I would see it, but I didn't. I don't want to be involved in it. You know?
No.
Up the road a couple of miles. That would be fun. Yeah. So anyway.
Worst weather event you ever experienced in your life? Does one come to mind?
Halloween blizzard, baby. 31 inches was Stop. Unbelievable.
Stop. You're killing me.
If only they'd put that parade off one more day, it would have been quite a parade. wouldn't have it been that World Series parade that, it would have been happened to be a lot of shoveling to get Kirby out there with his Air Force hat. Was that the year he wore the Air Force hat, or was that a different year? I'm not sure.
I think it was the first year when he wore the Air Force hat. Harrigan, look it up. I mean, it was just iconic. It was so good.
Yes.
Okay, speaking
My
of the engineering.
We won't have one of those parades this year, but go ahead.
No, we're going to get to that in a second. Last thing Patrick Ricey fixed at his house was?
Boy, oh boy. I don't know. I really can't tell you. My bride is sitting here, but she would just give me a dirty look if I asked her. So I did do something that I was very surprised that I was able to do. Oh, I think I detached and put back the gas burner on the outdoor grill.
On the grill.
I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah, 'cause you got the propane?
Last time I got the propane, I tightened it so badly I had to get a strong young man to untighten it for me. So I just don't do that. You know, there's a guy out there just willingly. If your dad taught me anything, there's somebody else who will do it if you just pay them. So that's
exactly. I've had the same handyman, Patrick, for 25 years.
Ooh, man, they're hard.
And I've told. He's thinking about retiring. I said, not me.
Mm-mm. No. Just because you retire doesn't mean you can't work for me. You know,
that's
what you got to tell them. So, yes, it's just not worth your time. You know, there might be TV to watch or something else. You know,
you can't
mess with that stuff. Right?
I told the same thing to
I got a brother-in-law, by the way, who just turned his cabin up north into a house all by himself. Unbelievable. This guy, I look at him with, I give him a dirty look every time I see him. What the hell is wrong?
No, I couldn't start.
Put in his own plumbing, for God's sakes.
Is there anyone in the media who's capable of doing that? It's almost like every one of us in the media is incompetent.
Yes, none of us, you know, dwaddle with that stuff. I've never really known. I've known some people who did a couple of things, but I've never, you know, I've never noticed anybody who actually, you know, is a handyman type. So that's for sure. I've mentioned that like for 20 years. I've been saying, what's wrong with sports writers? None of us can do anything. You know, it's unbelievable. I think it just comes from commenting on. Our whole life is telling people how to do stuff that we can't do, you know. So
yes,
that's probably it.
Comes natural.
It's just a carryover, yes.
All right, let's get to the local ball club here. Give me your top three within the organization who deserve the Ricey scorn the most, the way that this year has played out.
Well, when you look back, you know, the budget cut is okay. That's fine. But I mean, that's not fine, but that's, you know, that was something. But whoever was in charge of acquiring the people that they've acquired to make up for the guys they let walk are the ones who should be. I don't know if that's Falvey. I don't know if there's somebody within the organization that they're listening to, but, who talked you into Manuel Margot, whose life is in danger? He can't run the bases. He can't catch a ball. He can get a hit once a month off a left-hander. But, I mean, like that. And then Justin Popa, we finally got an inning out of him last night. I
couldn't believe it.
I told Rocco the other day, there is no Justin Popa. I don't care what you tell me. He's the Kaiser Sose of pitching, you know, and he actually got a chuckle out of that. He says, you might see him. I said, I don't believe he exists. But, you know, I mean, it's who's ever, and they got to stop bringing in sore arm pitchers. They've never, you know, they never work out for them. I don't know. The one thing I will say is if Joe Ryan doesn't get hurt, they probably make the playoffs. But then again, you can't go into a season without knowing, you know, going into a season, you're going to need seven starters, right? Eventually.
Yep. And minimum.
They never took any precautions in that area. And I don't know. It all goes back to proudly announcing they were cutting the budget. If you're going to cut the budget, let us figure that out. Don't tell us, right? You know, don't tell us ahead of time. Hey, remember all that excitement from last October? Hey, we're going to respond by taking $30 million out of the payroll. So that was not a good. I think young Joe Pollad, who doesn't speak anymore, nobody ever sees him anymore. But and I have no idea what his level of influence is, but. Everything he's done, he has looked overmatched in, that's for sure. But well, let me bring something else up, though. This idea that someone's going to come in and pay the Pollads $1.2 billion and then have an unlimited payroll. Let's get over that. You know, this is not a golden goose franchise by any means. No. So.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
And they have zero interest in selling, right?
I've never heard anything. I don't know.
It would shock me. Mm-hmm. Everything I hear is that the younger individuals led by Joe, they love it, and they don't want to go anywhere. I'm watching last night, and he's not high on the list, but I'm watching your guy Eddie Julian again.
And yeah, I don't know.
Every time I watch the guy, I think he's decided you win the game solely by how many pitches you see. And it doesn't matter if you get a walk or a strikeout. Somebody needs to explain the rules of baseball to him. Then last night he hits one down in between first and second, and he's jogging like he always does.
Yes.
He's just jogging.
What is that about, by the way? I don't get it.
And then I forget the pitcher's name, but he has a nervous breakdown when Castro jumps off. Was it Castro? Was it Bucks? I forget. Jumps off second base, and he thinks we're playing dodgeball. And he throws the ball right at Castro or Buxton, right? And then later, there's a play where Julian sees the shortstop. It's so funny. The Marlins made really good plays in the outfield, and it was Little League in the infield. It was stunning how bad they were. And Julian's got to play the left side infielder. I forget if it was the shortstop or third baseman. Yep. Just fumbles the ball. And Julian turns around second base and takes like three steps and has to hustle back. What is this guy doing running the bases? It's embarrassing.
Yeah, he's not a fundamentally sound player, but one of the better quips I've seen on Twitter this year was about a month ago. Somebody says, does Eddie Julian get mad when he gets a hit, but then he goes back and looks at video and it was actually a ball by 1 inch? does he get mad that he actually sung? I could not have put up with him taking 30 before they sent him out finally. Come on. Yeah. I mean, the 25, and everybody says, well, that wasn't a strike. It's an inch off the plate. It's been a strike for 1,000 years. And, I don't know what it is with him because I liked him last year. I never liked him at second base. I went to a Saints game early last year, and the Dobber was out there throwing his sinker balls, and they hit four balls to Eddie, and he caught one. I actually texted the boss of the baseball department and said, "You got to get this guy catcher's equipment out at second base," you know. So. But he actually, I thought, played a little better. But then I don't know what has happened to him this year. He's terrible, and it looks like he's not hustling. It's what drive me crazy. So
you want to know why it looks like it? He's not.
That's true. What is it with your standing with this team, which is very shaky, because they got a bunch of infielders, you know, is very shaky,
Okay, let's talk to infielders. Where do you stand the next couple of years on Lewis and Lee? How good? How certain? What do you think?
I think Lee might be a second baseman. Royce will play like he is this year. He'll DH some. He'll play third base. He's a very erratic thrower, and he doesn't do too well on the slow chopper either, but third base is his position. And I don't know. He's, the worst thing Royce ever said was, "I don't do slumps," because he's been in a slump ever since. But I like the guy, but there's a little more ego there than I thought there was. And I understand, and I wasn't around for it, that he was more sideways open about it, but not for quotes about not doing anything at the trading deadline. And I don't think he's the guy you should be talking about that when you've missed two-thirds of your career for 3 years. But I don't know. He can... You know what? I got to tell you this. He can run into a home run once in a while, but the 20 pounds heavier, all muscle Royce, I'm not sure I like him better than the guy 2 or 3 years ago who was more of a lithe athlete than this guy is now. He's gotten, I think one reason he's gotten hurt so much is during all those rehabs, he just kept getting big and strong, and he can hit home runs. There's no doubt about it. And, he's an asset, but he's certainly not a star. But are you as sad as I to see the Max Kepler era coming to an end?
I'm fine with it. It's been real. It's been good.
Chad, here's my theory on Max. I started writing this the other day, and then I had to drift off. But I don't think we've ever had a guy get less out of more than him. He is the prototype baseball athlete.
He's fast.
He's 6'4". He weighs 220 now, but he doesn't look like he weighs 220. He looks like he weighs 200. He moves. He's a great outfielder. What happened? I know he kept getting hurt, but what happened? I thought he was – I could never imagine him as a guy hitting 225 and striking out, you know, one out of three, one out of four at-bats. I mean, when he's 3 years into his career, I thought he was going to be a superstar. He just never – Never got there. Real quick, I got to
hit a break here. Give me 45 seconds on this season of slow horses. Yet to start it.
The wife and I were watching it, and she just announced that she likes it better than last year. So it's it's good. Pretty good. It's great. By the way, are you into Bad Monkey?
No. Is that the Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn. Bad Monkey is great. It's great. It's old time Vince. It's old time Vince Vaughn with great dialogue, not the sophomore crap he's been doing for 15 years. It's terrific. So
good.
Anyway.
The only thing he's done in the last 10 years was good was Curb. That's it. He has not been good.
No, he's not. But he was fantastic in the Clay Pigeons era. So anyway.
That was really good. Right. That was great, actually. All right, my friend. We gotta go. Thank you so much.
Bye.
The best. Patrick Ricey here on CCO.